are so many things we hope to pass on to our children. A sense of right and wrong, good manners, looking both ways before crossing the street. The man we're about to meet wanted to pass on something even closer to his heart. The ability to confidently head into the kitchen, get one's friends around the table, and serve up a really good home-cooked meal. Cal Peternel, the chef at the legendary Chez Panisse in Berkeley, California, calls his new book 12 Recipes, a meal manual for my son's leaving home. Our contributor, Rebecca Shear, got together with Cal.
Cal, nice to have you here today.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So the first thing I want to ask you, the book obviously focuses on home cooking. Do most professional chefs cook at home?
Well, I would probably guess the answer to that is no. You know, judging by the articles I see in magazines where people show their refrigerator and they have, Perrier champagne and ketchup, I think they don't. For me, it's the most, or at least as pleasurable as cooking at a restaurant. It's a different sort of cooking, but cooking for friends and family, I mean, what's better than that, really? You know, it's sort of a funny thing for me to say as a restaurant chef, but my advice to my sons and to everyone is to cook at home, at least most of the time, because I think that you can eat better, more healthful food and at a more affordable cost than eating in a restaurant. And, you know, why chefs don't cook at home? I think a lot of it is because they're exhausted and they're tired of cooking. And when they get home, they don't want to cook anymore, so they get takeout or they go out. They want to check out the competition. Also, you know, the restaurant lifestyle doesn't really encourage a lot of, a lot of my peers don't have children and don't have families because they work every night and it's the kind of work that doesn't really encourage that lifestyle. So, you know, they go out and they get takeout and I get that. I do that too, but I do love to cook at home. And, you know, the other thing is that, you know, when you start as a line cook, you're actually cooking a lot. And as you move up and you become a sous chef or a chef or an owner, you're actually not getting your hands on the food quite as much. That is true for me. I mean, I'm in the kitchen all the time and I help with cooking, but I don't really grab hold of something and cook. I teach other people how to do it. And so it's a little bit of a respite and a sanctuary for me in my home kitchen to be able to really dive in and do some cooking.
Let's talk about 12 recipes. What was the aha moment when the whole idea for the book came to be?
Well, I have three sons, and when my oldest son was getting ready to leave home for college, the beginning of that summer, that last summer that he was home with us, he said, let's go over some of the dishes that we love to cook at home. Our sort of canon of dishes, different pastas, roasted chicken, braised duck, mashed potatoes, polenta, the things that are sort of comfort food, the things that we really love to cook. He just felt like he needed, you know, like a remedial moment for that summer to go over them. And so we did that and we had a great time. And he left. And then the phone calls sort of started to come in about, like, does the chicken go with the breast side up or down when you're roasting it? And what were the ingredients in that pasta with the cauliflower? And how hot do you turn the oven? And I was happy to talk to him, of course. And I was really happy that he was actually cooking. But I felt like, well, I'll put together a booklet for you. I'll just make a little family cookbook, a little binder of recipes from father to son. And I started to write that. And I guess that was the aha moment because I thought, well, you know, he's not the only one who's going to want this.
One of my favorite sections of the book comes toward the beginning of it. You call it breakable rules. Can you talk to us about some of those?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, there's not really rules. And I do title that section Breakable Rules, and then I think the first one is a rule that you can't break,
right?
And that is that you have to taste everything. It's really what makes the difference between a good cook and a less good one. And I think, you know, it's important to taste the ingredients as you go along. You taste them when they're raw. For the most part, you can taste almost everything raw, sort of while you're cooking it, when you think it's done, put those last little touches on. So that's the one sort of unbreakable rule. But then, you know, I have my little set of rules or just ways that I do things. And I thought I'd pass them on to people and they can try them out. And if they don't work for them, they can break the rules.
Soaking dried beans. That was something that came up.
Yeah, right. I think, you know, if you're not quite sure what to do, what you're going to cook this week, soak some dried beans, put them in lots of water, set them on the counter if it's cool, put them in the fridge if it's warm, and then you can forget about it and you're sort of cooking while you go on with your day. They're just so much better if you soak them the day before.
So again, the book goes beyond recipes. You have these other sections of do's and don'ts, and you have two sections about equipment. One, things you do recommend, but even more interesting to me is the section called equipment unrecommended.
Yeah.
What are some of the items and why would you not recommend to have them in the kitchen?
Well, there's a few things that just puzzle me. And one of them, I don't even know why it's called a cutting board. It's a piece of glass on little feet. And sometimes it's even kind of pebbled on the surface. And it's just, it's not useful as a cutting board in any way. So that's one. And then, you know, another one that's quite popular that I don't quite get is a whole set of knives that are, you know, all different shapes, a chef's knife, a paring knife, but they're all serrated. You know, one serrated knife is great for bread or maybe cutting tomatoes, but a chef's knife, which is the sort of most commonly used knife, you don't want that to be serrated. That just does not work.
I was surprised, though, that you included a garlic press.
The garlic press, to me, I find it makes the garlic sort of too mashed up for sautéing and not really mashed up enough to use raw. I guess I just don't really get the point of it.
So, Cal, now I have to ask, now that all this time has passed since those initial phone conversations with your son and you've written this book, what kind of a cook has he become?
He's become a really great cook. He's a really good home cook, and he's cooked meals for me, and he has found, like I have, that it's a great way to feed your friends and make boyfriends and girlfriends, and it's also a great way to earn some money. And during the school year, he has a part-time job cooking, and in the summer, he's a chef at a restaurant in Massachusetts on the coast.
You must be so proud.
I am. I'm surprised and proud.
Nice. Well, again, Cal, thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Cal Peternell is author of 12 Recipes. You could call this a core cooking curriculum between two covers. Rebecca Shear is the host of Metro Connection on WAMU in Washington, D.C. Now, be sure to take a look at Cal's recipe for braised chicken legs. You're going to find it at splendidtable.org.